The Walker Brothers and the last record from Jackie Nore. Possibly ever. Who knows? Rick knows. You're going to tell us what you've decided. Right, that's a goodbye from me. I'll see you around if.
Depends on what happens tonight.
If we're not here next week.
Where are we going tonight?
Where are we going?
So we can let the girls come along and see us.
Every female listener has got to turn up.
Yeah, we're going to a decent pub. Go on then, say goodbye now. Say goodbye.
Goodbye. Right. I'll see you around if we're not on next week. Somewhere, I don't know where. That's it from me. Thanks for listening.
We can't get Radio Jack enough. Next week with Steve West. Some other place.
Would I do that to you? Yeah, do you want the headphones? Put the headphones on.
Thank you.
Rick is now going to say his final goodbyes.
Oh, your voice sounds nice, isn't it?
Hits you about everywhere. Thank you, darling.
Hits you about everywhere else. Since he doesn't sound nice on the radio.
Sit here.
Thanks, Steve. Best thing he's ever done for me. He's given me a seat.
No, he sounds. He's done quite a good show, hasn't he? Give me a big clap, come on. I enjoyed that. Once I'll say it once again, you got a hot. You got a hot bum.
I'm hot all over.
He's only got a little bum, but believe me, it creates some heat on this seat.
Don't tell him our secrets.
Who's that, me? It's a secret, because you got a hot bum. Hey.
You shouldn't know these things.
I've just sat in the seat. I just sat in the seat and thought you had the electric fire on. I thought I was sitting on a transmitter, to tell you the truth. Anyway, what can we say? I don't know what the reception is like of someone. Most someone's listening. Maybe when you go on a mile radius or something. Maybe the only other people could pass the word around. Couldn't they? Don't know what. I had... I'll just turn this down a bit. I'm overloaded. I heard Steve say before I was fed up, but... I'm not fed up with the station, am I?
Why? You're fed up with that?
No, it's just that we don't seem to get any sort of... any sort of pleasure, do we? We need a few young ladies would be the answer to our problems, wouldn't they? Mm. We're just past two on the road. Ooh, one in a blue dress. She was gorgeous.
She was about 10?
No, she wasn't. She was 12. No, she was about... I'd say she was about 20. It's improvements, isn't it? Mm. Just past another one as well. She was about 17, 18, 19, in a nice, frilly white dress. Ah... And you're supposed to try and keep your mind on what you're doing. Anyway, it's not that I'm fed up with the station. It's just that it's so demanding, really, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know about you, but
a lot of work.
So demanding. It's great. We've got some really good phone calls today and some letters. So as I say, it's not definite that we're going to go off. But well, if we don't see you again, well, you know the reason why, won't you? Rick there and saying cheerio for now, trust you've enjoyed the Saturday, such as it was, show, and the Sunday show. We won't go into the Saturday show. Somebody asked me today what happened. Well, it was just one of these things, just couldn't carry on yesterday, so I said to Steve, switch off, and he did. Very obedient he is, so. Anyway, we get things sorted out. It all depends on what happens throughout the week. Have a good week this week. You never know, you might never see me again. I might have such a good week, I won't want to come back. Then again, I might have such a bad week, I want to come back. I should have made a speech, shouldn't I? Nice written down speech. All it says here is Tony from Pilkington. Anyway, we might be back next week. It's not that I'm fed up with the station. I think the station's good when it's good. It's not so bad when it's bad, but it's really good having a station. Thanks for all your response, support. And I only wish we could keep going. We might keep going, but as I say, if you don't see us again, this is Rick Dane saying thanks for everything. And maybe I don't see you on Jackie North. I'll probably see you somewhere else on another radio station. This is Radio Jackie North, broadcasting on 317 metres, 963 kilohertz. And normally on 217 metres, 1395 kilohertz this weekend. So if you want to drop us a line, the address is as follows: it's Radio Jackie North, 1 Yewtree Lane, West Derby, Liverpool 12. That's Radio Jackie North, 1 Yewtree Lane, number 1, Kelly's Eye, or as you'd say in Holland, Ain. Yewtree two lanes, so three words. YW, the first one. Second one's tree. TREE. And I'm sure you know how to spell lane. And the rest is West Derby, Liverpool 12. Radio Jackie North, one U2 lane, West Derby, Liverpool 12. Not to forget the Super England, of course. My name's Rick Dane. You've just been listening to Steve West. And we're now closing down. Hopefully not for good, but then again, this might be for good. Look after yourselves. And this is Rick Dane saying thanks for being there. Ta-ra. Steve, don't cry. You never know. Why tune in 12 o'clock next Saturday? And everything will be the same. Anyway, I just popped in to say that Steve West has used about three quarters of a toilet roll on his nose today.
It's going out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've switched off.
No.
He's used only bog roll, so we'll have to go and pinch one at the pub.
I've had hay fever.
Don't care what you've had. We'll have to go and pinch. You have to pinch out the pub, can't you know? That was a good one, that one. Not sure what pub it's from.
The Nail.
Should we put locks on them?
Criminal.
Should we tell them we're going to Dale?
Yeah.
Any young ladies want to come and see us? It was a big hug. Big kiss. And Mike was to give them a big something else. Well, we're going. We'll be in the Dale Inn tonight. That's just near Steve's West home, actually. The kennels. Alright, we'll be in the Dale Inn. I think we'll be in the Dale Inn. I hate that place.
Yeah.
I like to sit somewhere nice and. That's what's making the station now fall to bits. The places we go! It is, you know.
Mm.
Just seen two lovely girls, we'll never see any in the Dale. Though we got them big. Ape men with the, what do you call them?
Apes.
We got beaten up after. Glad nobody knows who we are.
Yeah.
Steve West always says, every time you see a lovely young lady, about 2 seconds later behind her, you see a big ape walking behind her.
The fella. With him.
Yeah. So if any girls listening who are undetached, you know, we're interested in coming down and seeing us, and, well, we'll be in the Dale Inn, almost definitely about...
In Wallasey.
About half nine, I think, the latest, okay?
Say in Wallasey.
In Wallasey. It's in Wallasey, by the way, so pity if you live on this side, isn't it? I'll tell you what we look like, Steve West.
Watch it.
I can't describe.
Watch it.
Watch it. I won't watch. Well, yeah, that sums it up. That sums him up. Got hair down to his shoulders, curly, beard, moustache. He's little, thin. I'm sort of. Can you describe me?
Haggard.
Should have put me jacket off t-shirt on. What do you mean haggard, you? Get. It's not swearing, is it?
Don't know.
Blue side.
How can I describe you?
Then I would have a yellow t-shirt on.
Yeah.
I'd have a yellow t-shirt on with red things on the top. And blue sleeves.
Purple.
You'd be laughing at this, wouldn't you? I'll have me jacket off on and you can't miss us then, alright? We'll have nothing else on. Alright, well, what we're going to do is a test transmission for about an hour, so if might play some of that tape back or something else back. Unfortunately, we've got no non-stop music. We're just going to do a test transmission for an hour, so stay tuned if you like. We'll see you in the Dale or whenever, okay? Hopefully, on the air next Saturday. Ta-ra! It's our speed. Bye! Don't forget, girls, depends on you what happens to us.